What's up, everybody? You now tuning into the Don't Click Comments, and we talk about bullying, cyberbullying, and we want to give solutions and some techniques on how you can help your children or yourself deal with a bully or deal with the feelings of being bullied. And today I have a special guest. Her name is Anna K. Hutchinson, and she resides in Las Vegas. And she has an amazing podcast that's called For Change, Be Bold. For Change, Be Bold. Please look her up and check her out. But I asked her a question on how important it is to be there for your child or someone that's being bullied. How important is it for us to be involved in our child's lives? How important is it to be there for someone that may be going through something? Do we know what they're facing? Do we know how they're processing things? Do we know how their emotions are dealing with certain situations? Do we know? Are we involved? How important is it to be involved? Let's see what she says.
Bullying affects so many people across the world. And more than we think, there are so many people getting bullied right now. It's important for us to, you know, be there for someone, talk to them, ask them how their day is. No matter, you know, what we're doing, stop and pay attention to your kids, pay attention to your environment, pay attention to how they reacting, because you can see the changes that are happening in your children if you pay close attention to them. So bullying is an important topic that needs to be addressed and needs to be addressed in every household and every school and every college across the world, because more than likely your kid or anyone could be a victim to it. And if we speak out now, then we can stop it before it increases more.
Thank you, Anna K, for giving us those amazing points. I learned a lot in a couple of things that you said, and I would love to dialogue once again with you so we can break some more things down. If you was blessed by that, you would be even more blessed to check out her podcast. She has a podcast that's called For Change, Be Bold. For Change, Be Bold. We need to be bold in certain areas in our lives, but sometimes it's hard to be bold. So if you tune into this podcast, I guarantee you it will encourage you to be bold for the change that you're desiring. Thank you again, Anna K, once again for just giving us some insight on bullying and how important it is to be in your child's life, how important it is to be in someone's life. This is the Don't Click Comments podcast, where we talk about bullying, we talk about dealing with mean people, we talk about dealing with attitude, behavior, we talk about from a perspective of encouraging our kids that they're not alone in being bullied. And those who are doing the bullying need love too. Thank you so much once again. And a couple of points I just want to address before we close out, based on what Anna K was helping us to understand, giving her advice and giving us tips, that it's very important. It's very important to understand how we must be in our child's lives. It's very important to understand how we must be in someone's life who is being bullied, someone's life who is being insecure, someone's life who is being isolated and quiet, and you're checking their mannerisms and their behavior, that they're not smiling and they have a heavy spirit all the time. When you discern those things, it's very important to get involved. So how important is it? Was the question earlier. It's very important. 3 points I'm going to leave you guys with. Number one, it's very important to be in a child's life or into someone's life that's being bullied, or if you're suspecting that they're being bullied, it's very important to understand, number one, their headspace. Can you imagine what they're thinking? Can you imagine what's going on in their minds? Can you imagine how they're processing and visualizing certain things that's going on that's hurting them, that's causing them to feel sad, to feel depressed, to feel angry, to feel so emotional that their mind is thinking about it constantly over and over and over again all by themselves? This is why it's so important to be involved in your child's life or to be involved in someone's life who's being bullied, because you can't imagine what they're going through in their mind. That headspace, to understand their headspace, to at least get involved in their life so they can start to process what they're thinking. The second one is their emotions and their behaviors. A lot of people who are being bullied, nerves are all over the place. Their nerves are, they're tense. They have anxiety. They have anger. They're tapping their feet. They're balling their fist up. Their faces are frowned because inside they're about to explode. They're about to bust. And this is very important for us to be involved in our children's lives and others' lives who are being bullied, because their emotions and their behavior is all over the place. And sometimes they don't know how to deal with their emotions, and it causes them to have a negative behavior on others. So it's very important for us to be involved because of their headspace, number one, and number two, their emotions and behavior. Last but not least, and we're going to wrap this thing up, it's very important to be involved in your children's life or someone's life who's being bullied, dealing with understanding their environments. When they're not around you, let's say they're at school being picked on, I want to encourage you as well as myself to understand their environment, what it feels like to be at the lunch table and everyone's laughing, everybody's pointing, or in the locker room being pushed or kicked or being tripped in the hallway. Or even if you're not a child and someone is being bullied at work, or someone is being bullied at home, or someone is being bullied at the mall or at the store, or being bullied at the park, being bullied hanging around with friends. I want us to be at a place to know it's very important to understand those environments, those atmospheres, because those atmospheres is the breeding ground for depression, is the breeding ground for anger, is the breeding ground to start isolating yourself, it's the breeding ground to starting to want to hurt yourself, because those spaces, you dread being there, and some of them we have to be in sometimes. So we want to be involved in our children's lives and someone's life that's being bullied, so that we can get a better understanding of how they feel in those environments. So these are the three points. Number one, it's very important to understand their headspace. Number two, it's very important to understand their emotions and their behavior. And number three, it's very important to understand their environments that they have to deal with these situations. Thank you once again for tuning in to the Don't Click Comments podcast. Please, please continue to listen. Check out the other episodes. And once again, we want to give a special shout out again to Anna K. Hutchinson for tuning in, sharing some things with us about bullying, how important it is to be in your child's life or to be involved. Thank you, guys. Tune in next time. Peace.